On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Bat and Kimber,
Matt reaches out in song to Andrew Gaff and Lockie Neal.
Apple has launched a new phone.
And I went showbag testing with the luckiest kids in Perth.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Me heart's breaking, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I love Andrew Gaff and Lockie Neal, and I love it when they've come in through the year and been our mate, and I can pretend like elite footballers like me.
Oh, and we start like everybody else, don't we? We don't know them personally.
We meet them,
we say come in, and over the year we become friends, we get to know them.
Yeah, the station pays for them to hang with us, and like Matt said, it feels like they're our mates.
What? They're not doing it out of love?
Oh, sorry, man.
Oh, and now it looks like, you know, we know that Lockie Neal's being courted by the Brisbane Lions.
Stop saying that.
Gaffey's probably going to go. I mean, everyone's keeping very shtum about it. And I'm just getting sadder and sadder. Aww. And I miss them.
Don't like seeing you sad, mate.
No.
I don't know. I had to do this.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, did you hear that Andrew Gaff and Lockie Neal are probably leaving Perth?
But they was my friends. They was the people I talked to about the football. I can't live without them. Lockie, Gaffey, why you doing this to me?
I thought that we was friends. Catch you making eyes at those Brisbane Lions. Please don't go. Don't go. Want you and Jules to stay. Please don't go. Don't go. Your mix is dog medley. And you, Andrew Gaff, how come you're no longer dropping for a chat? I thought you was my main man. Those mornings we would talk about last night's Love Island. Please don't go. I know that punch was a bad thing. Don't go, don't go. Still need you on the West Coast wing. Please don't go, Gaffy. Don't go. Don't you go, Lockie.
Don't go away, boys. Please don't go.
Why don't you stay in Perth?
Don't go.
Where the weather's nicer.
Don't go for the pain. Please. Don't go.
You are emotional, aren't you?
I am.
I could really feel that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Martin Short playing Frank. Remember The Wedding Planner and Father of the Bride?
I don't.
Very similar voice. It was.
Oh, I can feel your heart aching.
I miss them. I miss our boys.
I mean, I feel like now is a maybe.
Should we reveal?
Now's a good time.
Tomorrow morning, for the first time on Mix 94.5 since Brayshaw Gate. One Andrew Gaff is going to join us on Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Gaffy will be in.
He's coming back in.
Oh, I need to get my hair done.
Mind you, if he's mind you, if he's heard the song, he might turn around.
Oh. Look, Clezzy and I have played our role. We've got him coming in.
Yes.
So if you could do your bit by, I don't know, bake a cake or whatever it takes to keep him.
Oh, it'll be great to see him. He's been through a lot and it'll be really interesting to see. Oh, that's fantastic news.
You see his sheepish look every time we see any coverage of the Eagles and the All-Australian night and that. So we're going to get him in and make him feel welcome. But it's news, mate. It's happening.
All right. Yeah. Andrew Gaff tomorrow on the show, live.
I haven't got Lockie Neal sorted yet.
I'm sending him $1 million. Don't tell the AFL.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
If you haven't touched your phone at this point of time, you're probably a rarity in Perth this morning.
Yeah.
Most of us do touch our phones. Pretty much the first thing we go through in the morning when you think about it. Now, Apple have released 3 new iPhones at their massive new launch event. They're in California at Apple headquarters, and our man from EFTM.com.au, Trevor Long. G'day, mate. How are you?
Morning, team. Very well. It's a beautiful day here in California at Apple Park, the headquarters of, well, the world's biggest company.
Oh, half your luck, Trev. Now, the first thing that jumps out at me about the new technology is that it's got a powerful A12 bionic chip.
Ooh.
Sounds cool. What does it do?
Well, you know, that is probably the most important thing, but no one really ever sees it or experiences it other than that, you know, it makes your apps load faster. It means that developers can build apps that do things so much smarter. They've got neural processing in there. It's all about artificial intelligence and augmented reality. But look, bottom line, that's all under the hood. The thing goes faster, got a better camera and a slightly better battery life. That's the upgrade to the iPhone 10, which is called the 10S. The big story, I think, is that there's also a 10S Max now. Now, if you've ever held the iPhone 8 Plus or 7 Plus, one of the big Plus phones,
it's huge.
What they've done is they've fitted into that size phone, they've fitted a bigger screen. It's the entire front of the device, 6.5 inches. So that's enormous. And the price of those two devices, the 10S and the 10S Max, range between $1,600 and $2,300.
Okay.
Wow. Oh. I mean, Trev, is demand growing exponentially still? Am I alone in wanting less these days? I feel like I'm starting to panic about technology and I'm going, can I just get myself one of those old Nokias? Or is everybody on board with the big stuff now?
Nokia 8110 relaunches this week. It's only $129. You know, the old Matrix phone, the banana phone.
But hey, now you're talking.
Demand is here. There's demand for it. But I think Apple have even acknowledged today, they've realized that people don't need a new phone every year or every 2 years. They're talking now about producing products that last longer. Mm. They acknowledge the iPhone 5S that was released in 2013 will still work and will work very well with the new operating system that comes out in the next couple of weeks. These new phones, while they're the newest ones, they're just setting a course for the future. So, I don't know. I think it's the telcos that drive us to upgrade our phones, not really Apple. And by the way, those expensive phones, there's a third phone, the iPhone XR. Now, this one doesn't have as good a quality screen, doesn't have as good a quality camera, but it's also $1,200 instead of $1,800, and it comes in six colors. And I actually think that'll appeal to a lot of people to have something a bit sort of more to their personality, whether it's a red, blue, coral, yellow, black or white.
Coral. Oh, we've just been on the Coral Coast. That works well.
Until we pop it in a 10-buck case and ruin it.
Hey, Trev, it's funny, mate. We were talking about the hype and stuff today and people whinging about price and what you get with your phone. But someone's put on Twitter with all of, you know, post this event, a photo of Steve Jobs standing with an 8-gig phone for $199. Things change, don't they?
They do. They change a lot. But also, there's a trick to those photos. Mm. That was back when Apple used to put up on screen the price in America before America sold them outright.
Ah.
You could only get them at contracts. So it was never $199. It was always $600, $700, $800. So, look, we've come a long way. The prices are definitely higher this year. The Aussie dollar hasn't helped us a lot.
Mm.
What about the hype, mate? How was the actual presentation itself?
Mate, it was big because the great thing is they have this one at their headquarters in the Steve Jobs Theatre. This theatre is underground. Oh. It's a beautiful place. And, you know, same cheering, crazy people in the crowd because even the media are a little bit fanboyish in many cases, so they're hyped up. I'll tell you what did get a reaction, though.
Yep.
The new Apple Watch has two features that I think are unbelievable. One is it can detect if you fall, not just trip over, but fall. And if you're immobile for a minute after a fall, it will call emergency services and text people in your emergency contacts. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
What about this? It can also do an ECG, an electrocardiogram. I'm a big health person, as you know. So a proper heart rate test through an ECG that is not a gimmick. It's endorsed by the FDA, the Food Drug Administration here in America, and the National Heart Association of America. So huge thing in terms of health.
It is, although your emergency contacts may be getting texts at 3 a.m. when you've stumbled over with your kebab in Northbridge.
Some bar.
Yeah, maybe for some people, Siri will learn that if you keep stumbling over on a Friday night, she'll suggest on a Friday afternoon that you don't have a drink that night.
Make sure you eat something first.
They know too much.
Hey, Trev, great to hear about the latest technology in the big event there. Have an apple off the tree at Apple Park for us.
My pleasure. There are apple trees here.
Oh, beautiful. Trevor Long, the man himself from EFTM.com.au. That's EFTM.com.au.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
Yesterday, my friends, there were 45 lucky students from Hudson Park, Aurelia and Parkwood Primary Schools.
Mm.
We were at the Claremont Showgrounds and they had what they thought was the best job in the world because they were the official showbag testers.
Oh, I saw it on the news last night.
But
it
wasn't.
Oh, well, it wasn't 45 because there was another big kid squeezed into an official showbag tester shirt, namely one Matt Dyktinsky.
I wonder who that could be. Official showbag tester. We've seen the shirt.
Official showbag tester.
Nice red shirt.
And there was a lot of showbags on offer, and it's fantastic. They're well priced, you know, from I think Birdie Beetle's like $4, you know, and up. So there's something for everyone.
Sure. Yeah.
But the kids were absolutely over the moon. Yeah. And the funniest part was that they were all corralled while the press got their cameras ready to go. Yeah. And you could see them champing at the bit. They just wanted to get to the bags.
Of course they did.
And then it was like, go. And they all became winks and just ran for the bags. And a lot of them had been quite strategic.
Oh, really?
They knew what they were looking
for. Go for their favourites.
Yeah, but I shoved a microphone in front of some of them.
What have you got there, my dear? What bag's that?
We Bear Bears.
Did you already know what was in it?
I looked on the internet and see what bag I got.
What bag have you got, my friend?
Willy Wonka.
Has that got lots of chocolates in it?
No.
What has it got in it?
Lollies.
What's in there?
Some alive snakes and some red snakes.
Yeah, what are they?
Like these kind of sticky lollies.
Are sticky lollies, are they the best sort, the sticky ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yum.
Hey, sticky lollies. Beautiful.
So far a great day.
A great day, and I made a new friend, me and Jimmy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jimmy's a great kid, and, you know, he told me, he said, you know, I listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mixed listener, so obviously I liked him more.
Yeah, of course.
And
having more lollies.
Yeah, and he knows what's going on. Have a listen
to Mix 94.5.
Yep.
Did you hear that Claire'sy was a bit sick today?
Uh-huh.
Well, will you say, get well, Claire'sy?
Get well, Claire'sy.
Ah, look at that.
Cute.
What a dude.
What
I got
a
better.
Legend. And, of course, the parents were there too, and there's quite a few quite high-quality, sophisticated chocolatey bags there.
Were the parents told to just sit in the corner and not enjoy it? This is a kid's thing and you just have to watch from the sidelines?
Well, like me, you know, we let the initial wave go through and then we just sort of tried to sidle up to the really expensive chocolates.
What's left for us?
I did meet a parent or two.
Do you like a bit of Whistler's chocolate?
I do. I like the peanut, is it the peanut cluster?
Yes.
An oldie but a goodie.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
Working me magic.
Bit of royal show flirting going on there.
There's nothing like a middle-aged man squeezed into a tight orange T-shirt.
That's just classic. She talks about a chocolate, but we find a way to make it about that.
Well, who's going for a ride on the ghost train with someone soon?
But I didn't realise that the main bag, the one that people were after, and it wasn't available last year apparently, which was, you know, huge, is the glow bag.
Now, how did you get the glow bag?
I just seen it and then I wanted it. This is my twice time I went to the showgrounds.
Have you got brothers and sisters?
I only have a sister.
Would she be jealous that you got the glow bag?
Yeah, she would like go, whoa, you have that.
You got the glow bag. So do these kids get to keep the bags, do they?
I believe so. Sweet. They got to keep one or two.
Is the glow bag from the TV series on Netflix?
Oh, no.
Because it's just wrestling gear. I'd love that.
I think it's just been made in some Chinese factory and it glows. I don't know how it glows.
Edible glow worms in it or
from
a cave?
Could be. And, of course, lots and lots of treats. And I had to get something for Kimber.
Oh, you had to.
Of course.
Because I complained that I didn't get invited.
She did.
To the launch.
Sorry, Kimber.
But I thought, well, you know, I don't want to be throwing chocolate in front of her.
No, because I've been trying to be good.
I got chocolate for you and me and for Captain Paul.
Awesome.
And
all right. That made me feel better.
And there you go, my darling. I've got some lovely solar fruit from Donnybrook in Western Australia.
Rad, what's that?
Sun-dried fruit, you know, gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free. No added flavours, no added colours.
And so, comes in a plain brown bag.
So
it's all ecological.
You have
it's
that.
It's a brown paper bag.
Well, we absolutely nailed.
Awesome. Hey,
actually, this looks great. Thanks.
Look at that. So
nice.
We'll take on the chocolate and you have the fruit.
Kimber's pretending she's happy.
No, there's actually, and one of these apricot bars is covered in chocolate as well.
There you go.
So,
I'll take that. Thank you very much.
Nice one.
But
thanks.
You forget that the show and kids, that's what it's for.
Beautiful.
They love it.
Hey, Kimber, you want to get on my bed and we'll do some trading?
The Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Oh, yes.
Now, get the boom tish out. The moment you've been waiting for all morning.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Now, I didn't go with Matt yesterday, but I don't know if there's such a thing as a Tickle Me Elmo show bag. But it made me think. Do you know the last thing they do to Tickle Me Elmo before he leaves the factory?
No.
He gets two testicles.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was with you.
No, Captain Paul.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.